All right, once again, here we go. It's hour two. It's the show, Q Talk America, on a Tuesday night. You're with us, show 312. It is the 15th of August, 2017. You're with the entire cast in Studio C. It's Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins rounding out our joyful little group. What's our drinking word this week, Al?
Shatner.
Ooh. I Shatnered my pants.
Shatner is our drinking word?
I heard somebody use it as like a swear word the other day.
Shatner. That's funny.
And it made me laugh.
All right, I like it.
I do too. Shatner.
Stub your toe.
Shatner.
We're on a big kick to not swear at work. It's failing miserably.
You've talked about the fact that you guys need to swear less. I understand that.
We have stress to blow off people.
It's all. Well, if you join us in the first hour, you know that headlines are coming at you right now. A Florida man has been sentenced to 6 years and 5 months in prison for accidentally shooting a gun while taking a selfie in a strip club restroom.
Wait, what?
Wow. Wait, back up.
I'm going to recap the lead of this story.
Nobody was listening.
Well, because we go right into headlines now. You got to keep
we
up.
We like it.
Would you like some coffee, Al? You got to have coffee. What's that?
How did he get coffee?
There is no go. This is water.
I did not
dirty, realize. Dirty water.
Didn't know he got it. I'm going to start over
dirty,
with
dirty, dirty water.
Dirty bean water.
There's an enabler at the table.
Yeah.
Shatner.
It's named Al. A Florida man has been sentenced to 6 years and 5 months in prison for accidentally shooting a gun while taking a selfie.
There it is.
In a strip club restroom.
That's the part I missed.
Yeah.
Wasn't doing a selfie. That's completely different. Wow. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Tampa announced 34-year-old Rorn Sorn.
Traditional
European.
Spelling.
European.
R-O-R-N. Sorn. IMA sentencing is on Monday. The Asian Pride gang member pleaded... No, wait a minute. The story's getting worse. The Asian Pride gang member pleaded guilty in April to possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. So apparently he'd been down the old legal road before. Court documents say Sorn was at Club Lust in St. Petersburg. Club Lust.
That's a nice one.
Now, I wonder if it's an Asian club. Is it Club Lust? Is it Club Lust?
They're proud.
So Club Lust, oh, that's in St. Petersburg,
you
by the way.
Shatnered
the story. Awesome. Club Lust is in St. Petersburg, Florida. He was back in December of last year when the gun discharged. The bullet went through the mirror and into the adjacent women's restroom. No injuries were, however, reported. A security guard approached Sorn as he was leaving the restroom, and Sorn reportedly told the guard it was an accident and that he was, quote, was just trying to take a selfie. Police responded, and officers found a handgun, ammunition, and drugs on Sorn at the time.
And hopefully a phone?
Now, Sorn has, you would assume so. Yeah. I mean, an Etch-a-Sketch. I'm trying to take a picture. Sorn has prior felony convictions for burglary and attempted first-degree murder. Police say a 32... the stories merged together. So anyway, that's it. Sorn, I didn't put in a spacing between my two stories. God damn, I was in a rush.
I can't wait till you deliver the news. So anyways, that's it.
And story number one.
Weather, go to weather.
Shatner, I just shot myself.
It's going to rain. Go rain. Thanks, Blackie. Cat Carl.
Go rain.
Cat Carl.
Speaking of rain.
Blame it on Lorraine.
Blame it on Lorraine.
That's a great song.
Blame it on Lorraine. Yeah.
I can't stand Lorraine.
It's
on my window.
Seriously, a joke in the seventh grade is still funny today.
It is still funny.
Okay, speaking of the rain, it really is hard to overstate how screwed Florida is when it comes to climate change. That's right. Something as boring as climate change has made our headlines today. Sea level rise has already ensured that floods are becoming common and not freak weather extremes, and it's guaranteeing that hurricanes and their associated storm surges are just getting worse and worse. Despite all of the science in the world, idiots keep electing idiots to be governors and senators who don't believe all of this.
Right.
As a result, instead of investing in maybe climate change prevention measures or environmental stuff.
Or no, floaties.
The streets in Miami are literally being raised up off the ground in response to flooding.
Isn't that actually a scene in the latest movie from Al Gore? He's in Florida where they're actually doing construction, raising
the
roads.
The roads, not the roof.
Not like this. It's like this. It's more like this.
Raise the roads.
Raise the roads.
That's what I try to do with my bra.
Different. The tin roof gets rusted.
Okay. The rain is coming.
Shatnered all over it.
Seriously, people, vote.
Are these the fish? Was that the fish?
Huh?
The fish swimming in the
in the city?
Yeah.
I don't have anything about that. No, I've abbreviated this story because that was really the punchline right there. The raising of the roads. Yeah, that was
raise the roads.
So, and if you really want to find
buoys.
The rest of it is about the research and the thing. And it felt like we didn't need to read through all that.
Have you science? May I, is it time to interrupt?
Please.
So I would just like to add that there's a very
I allow those
I'm
times.
I'm there's a fascinating story that's all over the news about New Orleans getting so much rain that they're about to fail as a city. Like,
wow.
This whole thing about in the future, the city will be underwater. We're at the door.
Well, because they're below sea level.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, as the dikes or the levees, not the dikes. No.
Women in comfortable shoes.
I was almost offended.
Listen, Shatner.
I was almost offended.
So,
no, because that was the whole problem with Hurricane Katrina, was that the levees failed, the ones that are supposed to keep the ocean out.
The dikes let them down.
Well, the levees were wet.
It happened.
You know what? I keep looking at those women and going, this is why nobody likes
That's
you.
Right. That's right.
Batteries not
so
included.
With debris from last weekend's flash flood still piled up on sidewalks and their city under a state of emergency, New Orleans residents looked ahead warily on Friday to the prospect of more rain to tax the city's malfunctioning pump system. They are at full capacity, and so is Lake Pochatrain.
Something like that.
That they're about to go under. And this
again.
Yeah, but this time it's just heavy rains from a guy who's trying to give a speech about infrastructure today. There's a city that's drowning.
Yeah.
Time to get your infrastructure money. Don't do the press conference. Now, why not go down there with
I'm surprised at something that you said in that story. You said failing pumps. Why the hell are there pumps failed?
There's so much water, there's nowhere left to pump it to.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the mechanics of the pumps are failing, but they're
just
not able
working.
To do any good
okay,
anymore.
Yeah,
they're just
because I'm thinking, after Katrina, didn't they all get new pumps?
No.
No, because
we never did anything about the infrastructure, and the walls of Lake Pontchartrain, yeah. I think that's how you
that's
say
correct.
It,
I believe that's right.
Have not been fixed. The levees of the lower Ninth Ward or whatever that was have not been fixed.
No, they couldn't fix those.
We did nothing about anything that happened in Katrina. So when there's a man on TV arguing with people to ask me about infrastructure, you got a city down south that's failing currently. Why not go
Could
down there?
Could be your
there?
Flagship
First
city.
First up, they voted for you in one of the highest voting states. For that thing, they don't believe in climate change. They're your people, but go down and fix the walls, fix the
well,
pumps.
Well, they're too busy trying to shoot
go
down Obamacare.
Them.
Yeah, I mean it really is
spending all our time and money on efforts on that.
So, I mean,
drives me insane.
We do have for listeners who've been with us for a while. I do have an update in case you're worried. Climate change is not really going to affect too much. Our goats are up on a mountain; they're on a hill, so I think they're going to be above water. I think they're going to be fine. So, in case you were concerned about the goats. So
we won't let him drown.
That was going to be my obsessive story until this all happened was the fact that New Orleans is sending out smoke signals for help and no one's listening.
And nobody cares.
No one cares, including the guy trying to fix the that says ask me questions about infrastructure.
See, because here's the thing. Number one,
share.
Two things. Number one, he doesn't know shit about anything.
No.
True.
He even in that disaster of a press conference, I didn't watch it but I read it. He said, yep, we almost got health care. What do you mean you almost got health care? What does that even mean? Like, that doesn't even mean anything. You're just seeing everything in wins and losses. You didn't almost got nothing. You almost took a lot of shit away from people.
Yeah,
we got it now.
He just strings a lot of words together.
Is that the guy that voted against health care?
I'm talking about the president.
No. But that was, he in the same press conference, when asked about what McCain said, he's like, is that the guy that voted against health care? Is that the guy that kept Americans from having good health care? That was his response.
Because he doesn't know.
If you haven't, it's one of those things. Get the popcorn. Take, I don't know, 10, 20 of Valium. I recommend this rosé. Shatner. That way you'll drink it. Just watch.
Why are you yelling at me?
That shit,
yells.
Watch
yells,
that shit go down.
I can't.
It's the white mug that's making him yell.
I can't. Were you banned from coffee and then you duped me
he
into enabling you?
He had a self-imposed ban.
Yep. For the whole show.
He enabled himself.
No.
No, I provided the coffee.
God damn.
I was unaware of the band.
I went with latecomers.
Yep.
She ain't stupid.
When you listen back to the show, you'll realize that you failed.
Let me tell you.
Honey, that's every episode.
I just meant for that one thing. I just meant specific to that.
Dip this
I do not
in
want any one of those.
Oh,
gummy bear me. No.
Headline.
I have strawberry. I have strawberry Fig Newtons.
It's Marnie, sir.
Marnie.
So, proving once again that I don't really want to say the Republicans are the most smartest.
Most smartest.
But the alt-right is the most smartest, proving once again that she's just a cunt and a moron. Oh, you can just put them all down. Thanks. I'll make some choices. But that goddamn Ann Cunt. Ann Cunter. Cunter. That's what I call her. Ann Cunter.
I'll take a red one, please.
So about a year ago, she was on Rob Lowe's.
And the orange ones.
Comedy Roast.
Thank you.
Right.
I don't
know if you guys saw that. Yeah.
And she was speaking on a... And, you know, she attends that. And she was horrible that. And it was dissected. Just awful. Well, this last Saturday... this last Saturday, meaning August, July 30th, I believe it was, or something, she blamed marijuana for destroying the country.
Really?
Yeah. Unless it's synonymous, you know, Trump, marijuana, Trump, Mary Jane, something.
That's really a direction we don't go very often anymore.
Right? So, but she sure does. It's destroying the country and... This is kind of troubling. Making people retarded.
She actually said that.
She actually said that.
Of course she did. Dip it in your coffee. Dip it in your coffee.
Oh, well, she did not say that part. So marijuana is legal in some capacity, whether medicinally or recreational. Recreationally, in more than half of the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
But according to to Cuntface, legalization of the plant is destroying the country. And what's worse is it makes people the R word. I don't even want to say that word.
No.
That's what the New York Times bestselling author had to say about cannabis while speaking at the nonpartisan political event Politicon on Saturday.
Yeah, that's like Comic-Con.
That's what I thought for politics.
It's like nerd prom.
Our friends at Pod Save America were also at Politicon and recorded one of their weekly episodes there.
Oh. Okay.
Another obsession of mine. Like,
yeah, and anyone who...
I have a crush on... I'll blow any of them that need me to.
Anyone
I want to do a show with John Lovitz.
Yeah, I do too.
Shatner.
Anyone who isn't familiar with Ann Coulter, are you, like, under a rock? I just ask.
Yeah.
Anyway, she typically is going to make controversial, awful, not even controversial. They're just awful statements, just hateful. Anyway, so she got onto this whole, the legality of marijuana. And interesting, you know, no one goes to prison for pot possession. She was talking about, like, prisons.
Wait, there's a minute.
Yes, they do.
Right. No, I'm sorry. Let you read your story.
No. It's okay, because that's how I reacted as well. No one goes to prison for pot possession. And
she goes, except for black people and poor people.
Exactly right.
It, because the person that she was debating had brought up prisons. The racial disparities surrounding marijuana charges. Which is what you're going for. Pointing out that African Americans are often arrested and sentenced at much higher rates for marijuana use and possession compared with whites committing similar offenses.
Like the coked out couple from Tucson that did a whole bunch of lines and then breastfed their baby and their baby ended up in the hospital and they got a probation.
Suspended sentence.
Right.
You gave your baby cocaine.
See, now, according to Cunter, allegedly... There's a study that she allegedly read, because I don't think she can read, that claimed black people lie about their marijuana use more than other races. That's a study. Did you know that? There are so many studies about
that. First of all, if my options are lie about it or go to jail, I'm damn sure going to fucking lie about it.
Yeah. And lie the other way.
Yeah. Right. The white people don't. White people don't.
They don't have to because they don't go to jail for it.
Correct.
As evidenced by Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey at the Emmy Awards bragging about smoking the pot.
Right.
To an imprisoned nation.
She says, now, you're going to appreciate this, anyone who's high, perhaps listening. As for possession, arrests, and sentences, Coulter advanced her claim that no one actually serves time for possessing marijuana. No, I know you're all potheads, and you're going to have trouble following what I'm about to say, but almost 90% of people in prison are in prison as a result of a plea bargain. No one gets arrested and tried for possession of marijuana. But if they happen to have marijuana on them, that's what they plead down to. But you're not going to prison for that. You're going to prison because you held up a liquor store with a sawed-off shotgun and they found pot on you.
Yeah, they're called the Rockefeller Laws in New York. Look them up, cunt. You know how that part in a movie where the villain, regardless of sex, finally gets their comeuppance and somebody with a shovel just whacks him in the head and kills him and the whole audience cheers?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to leave you with that visual of Ann Coulter.
God, wouldn't it be nice?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Nope.
I'm just being reminded of the villain.
If someone were to
careful with the hate speech there, Frank.
Right, see?
No. I'm not conflating
them in any way.
It's a movie reference for all I know.
I would hate to see anyone get hurt. But when asked if marijuana should be made legal in the States, Coulter, who obviously disapproved, tried to connect the herbal substance to mental disabilities, which she then seemed to link to immigrants who work as busboys in restaurants. No, she said.
There's some really cute people with mental illness then, because I've seen those busboys.
Right. And they're all high as fuck.
Yes.
So, no, she said.
I like them more now.
You can legalize all the drugs you want.
Cute and packing.
Once
what more
there
did I need?
Isn't a welfare state. But no, she said, marijuana makes people retarded, especially when they're young. We've got enough busboys. We're bringing in the busboys by the million through our immigration policy.
Apparently there's not enough.
We do not need a country of busboys. We're destroying our country.
I don't know. Mar-a-Lago just tried to hire about 300
exactly
of
what I was going
to
say.
Well,
remember the
stoned.
End of Die Hard where Alan Rickman is falling off a building and flailing?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, not that these two things are related, but wasn't that your favorite part of that movie?
It sure was.
Entertainment is later.
I wish that Alan Rickman had really long blonde hair.
Remember when the bat guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's called the Batman, but asshole.
Does she not just prove that she should have been named Ann Coulter?
Coulter.
I mean, it just flows out of her mouth.
And the fact that she's still second on my list after that blonde.
For real.
Tommy Lahren
is just.
I don't
want to
say her
much.
Name. It gives her too much power. But that.
Yeah.
And also, for those of you who might remember, the busboys were a group way.
Okay.
The bus. They were a great group in the 80s.
They sound stoned.
Okay, so they look like they do. They're singing
stoned.
This shit and they're packing.
Yeah,
I am good.
Yeah.
I'll take 20 more of them and 20 less of the rich white boys marching around a flat.
And also, I didn't know if anybody had seen this, because we're talking about, you know, drugs and the effects, and
like
sometimes
Shatner the fuck out of her.
It's bad. Sometimes it's bad. Drugs are bad. Sometimes
drugs and
I don't know if anybody had seen this. This is a progression of what meth. And for those of you who don't know, Ann Coulter's in the middle that Marnie was talking about.
I'm gonna Shatner that one right.
Tommy
that
Lahren,
oh
Ann
my
Coulter.
God.
This is the three stages of
the Three Stooges.
Of crystal meth addiction. You start out looking like the one on the left.
God. Tommy Lahren, read it out loud for our listeners. Yeah.
Tommy Lahren, Ann Coulter, and Kellyanne from left to right. They all three look like the same person at various stages of crystal meth addiction.
I gotta ring a bell. Where's the bells of innuendo? Are they still available? I want that meme on my page of the faces.
Yep. That should be a cover photo.
We can get that.
That's
God damn, that's funny.
That just wins.
Thank you for that.
Thank you and good night.
Awesome. You're welcome.
You just Shatnered the show.
Yes. Indeed.
It's an awfully early Shatnering.
Yeah, I just Shatnered that.
So while you people are smoking your marijuana, I just want you to know that you're ruining the country. Thanks.
Oh, I'm good with
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If that is what's ruining the country, I'll gladly take that over anything else that carries tiki
Fair
torches.
Point. Fair point.
To a wedding or wherever the hell they were going.
I feel bad for everybody that threw a luau this week.
I know. Oh,
do you want to hear? Do you want to hear a story? You want to hear a story
about Charlie's and their tiki? Their
fucking
tiki
local bar here in town.
I already heard about
Charlie's,
it.
Which you've heard me say talked about a million times. Every weekend during the summer to keep things lively and fun, whatever they do, different events. Right? Yeah. They have like superhero parties. They do all kinds of different costumes and different things. Well, this past weekend, coincidentally, was their like jungle Rastafarian tiki torch party
sponsored by Malibu.
So, okay, Malibu rum. So they had their outside patio all done, lighting and fake palm trees and all this bullshit with tiki torches.
Oh no!
And what fucking happened this weekend? A bunch of crazy white people went nuts with tiki torches.
Yep.
And Ruben Contreras, my favorite comment was, bad weekend to have a tiki party.
Yeah. Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah. Awkward.
Oh, wow.
News and comments from Al Perkins, boys and girls. Yeah.
So, speaking of tiki torches, the white supremacist who marched in Charlottesville, quote, "I'm not the angry racist they see in the photo." So, Peter Svetanovich.
Sure.
Yep. The 20-year-old college student pictured here. Do we have his picture?
Well, I have it with those memes, but I don't have it solo.
All right, so we'll go to his memes afterwards. We'll go to a light touch afterwards.
Do you have a specific sequence which these go, or do we care?
No. Right. This is a true story. This part's not fake.
No, I understand that. But
then we're going to enjoy some memes.
We'll see some pictures
with this
of
picture.
Him.
Right. Funny.
Participated in the white nationalist rally that led to 3 deaths, and he has a message for observers.
Oh. Do tell us the message.
I did not expect the photo to be shared as much as it was. He told Channel 2 News in Nevada, "I understand the photo has a very negative connotation, but I hope the people sharing the photo are willing to listen that I'm not the angry racist they see in the photo. This is not fake."
Then why did you show up to the Nazi rally and hold a torch?
The rally that he took part in, called the Unite the Right, was organized to protest the planned removal of a Confederate statue in Charlottesville honoring General Robert E. Lee. Aside from the racist connotation, it's a great name to be named Robert E. Lee. Like, I think it's a great name. You know what I mean? Except for the racism part.
I mean, except for all the slavery.
Just rolls off the tongue, yeah. The gathering included members of multiple far-right extremist groups like the KKK and self-described fascist group Vanguard America. Several marchers, and more than several, shouted Nazi slogans and carried Confederate flags, as well as a sign with Nazi imagery. And they were screaming blood and soil, which comes directly from Mein Kampf. Peter said he attended the march for the message that white European culture has a right to be here just like every other culture, and he believed the removal of Lee's statue symbolized the slow replacement of white heritage.
This is the individual in the white shirt that Al is talking about.
That's the picture that's going everywhere.
Yeah, the next picture makes me laugh. Yeah. The one I sent to Clayton, he looks crazy as fuck.
Yeah, because he is. The University of Nevada, Reno student then referenced the 14 words... One of the most famous white supremacist slogans: "We all deserve a future for our children and for our culture."
Wasn't that Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
No, she believes the children were the future.
White nationalists aren't all hateful. We just want to preserve what we have. Now, the important thing to remember is today, during the absolute meltdown of a press conference that went on, as the Orange Dumpster Fire literally said, and I quote, "They were coming for us." And he said, "for us," in his quote. Go back. You have to watch that press conference, because some people are deleting that sentence or saying that it was...
Taken out of context?
No, not taken out of context. They said it was indistinguishable.
Cross-talk, yeah, indistinguishable.
Oh. They couldn't hear him say, "they were coming for us." And later he said, "they are trying to change our history and our culture." Like, he just read right off the Nazi program.
Right.
No, you can say they're trying to change history. There's a stupid argument to be made there, but you can say that maybe in a museum these statues would have a place. But when you start saying they're trying to change our culture, you're just reading from the playbook of the white supremacists. And the Orange Dumpster Fire just went full tilt for it. And it was one of those things where you're like, huh? And then he was like, you know, those other people, the white supremacists had a permit. They had a permit.
That justifies it.
But you got to hear him say permit. That's what I said. That this is not one of those things that you can read. You have to watch him melt down and talk about, "did you know they had a permit?"
But
he actually says to Jake Tapper, "did you know they had a permit?" That makes burning torches outside a church.
Right. Yeah.
Because that wasn't what your permit went for. Your permit was to be around that statue. The part where you surrounded the church, that wasn't part of it. Oh, my God. So, I mean, I'm just amazed at this douchebag and the entitlement of that fucker.
This is the other picture Marnie was talking about.
No. Yeah. This tool actually being like, I just want white culture. And then I said some things about shipping black people back to Africa. So now go to his memes. So this is all over the internet today, and it is funny.
I'm loving his memes. Yeah.
We got to lighten this up. So we have him first.
Same picture,
shouting at the host at a restaurant, "what do you mean there's no patio seating? I have to eat inside like some fucking idiot," about getting brunch.
Here he is at Disneyland.
105 minutes with a fucking fucking cars ride, but I already used all my flash passes.
That's what they're called at
Peter at Disneyland.
Peter at Disneyland.
But I was only inside for 10 fucking minutes.
Getting Peter, a parking ticket.
Parking ticket.
All right, I see what we're doing now. I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The name is spelled CVJETANOVICS. Is it that so fucking hard?
Peter, that's Starbucks.
traditional spelling.
That's my absolute.
Wait, that one is? I thought this one would be your favorite.
What do you mean Bette Midler isn't in tonight's performance?
Peter, taking in some theater.
And this one is fantastic.
What do you mean guacamole is extra?
Peter, after the rally.
At Chipotle.
Yeah. And I like that they made him a midget in that one.
Yeah. So really
my apologies to the midgets. Or whatever we're supposed to call
them. The Lollipop Guild.
I love the age-old Photoshop this hilariously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tradition of the internet.
So not only is he being lambasted all across the country for the legitimate photo and being fired from every conceivable. Did you say the family has completely disavowed him?
Yeah. So is this the same guy? Because I thought that was two different guys. The one that the family was like, no, he's out.
You know
probably more
that's
than one.
What, that picture that I sent, and that's what I said to you. I said it's a different guy.
Oh. Yeah.
And so my apologies.
Okay. Another guy in a lot of the angry pictures, his nephew and his father both disavowed
him. The father of a man identified as a participant in the rally denounced his son's vile, hateful, and racist rhetoric and actions. His name is Pierce Teft. He says, my name is Pierce Teft, and I'm writing to all with regards to my youngest son. It should be with regard, but whatever. With my youngest son, Peter Teft, an avowed white nationalist who has been featured in a number of local news stories over the last several months. He wrote in a letter to a North Dakota, Minnesota news site.
Oh, yeah.
So Teft's father said his son, quote, did not learn white nationalist rhetoric at home, but attended the rally in Charlottesville, where he was interviewed while marching with these white nationalists. We have been silent up until now. This, I thought, was brilliant. We've been silent up until now, but now we see that this was a mistake. It was the silence of good people that allowed the Nazis to flourish the first time around, and it is the silence of good people that is allowing them to flourish now. Peter Teft, my son, is not welcome at our family gatherings any longer. His hateful opinions are bringing hateful rhetoric to his siblings, cousins, nieces, and nephews, as well as his parents.
Yeah, and you know, doing the internet's good work and helping in this quest to identify all these people is the Twitter account Yes You're Racist.
Yes, I've been watching that
because they've been. I started following them earlier this weekend, and they've been as they can finding these people, finding their social profiles, and posting them out there.
And it doesn't take long because I went to the one today who's lost his job, and I went to his profile. No, he did an interview. He was the one that did the interview. He did an interview somewhere today and just kind of was like just an asshat. He wasn't the guy that they interviewed later who was like, oh, she deserved to die, and somebody was knocking on his car, and all good people can do is hit the gas. That guy, no.
Oh.
Okay, so, but there is this guy, Andrew Arnheimer, Auernheimer, known as Weave. He's recruiting like-minded people to turn into the Westboro Baptist Church to start picketing the young woman who was murdered funeral.
Oh,
of course he is. Okay.
So that's what the Trump supporters' friends are doing today.
Wow.
So in case you're wondering, they're looking for like-minded people to help them protest that young woman's funeral.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's some nasty, rotten shit going on.
Did you talk about Cole White? Is that one of the names that you brought up, Marnie? Cole White? Apparently, he's another one that no longer has a job. The Yes, You're a Racist Twitter feed posted an update a little bit earlier, saying, update, Cole White, the first person I exposed, no longer has a job. Apparently, they got an information They got a message back. Says, thank you for bringing to our attention. We apologize for the delayed response. However, we have been inundated with inquiries regarding the incident involving one of our employees that attended the rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. We will be releasing a statement on our website tomorrow. For now, we feel that it is imperative to let you know that Cole White is no longer employed by Top Dog LLC.
Wow.
So they are all getting out there. And
I don't know who Top Dog LLC are, but well, I'm sure I want to give them money.
And there's like the list keeps going on. The list of things that are increasing are the people that this Twitter page is finding, and the list of CEOs leaving the Trump administration are kind of going at the same pace.
Oh, yeah.
Coincidence?
Yeah. I don't think so. The exodus of those little CEOs from his whatever fucking advisory, whatever he was doing. Corporate advisory, whatever that was. They are just like out of here.
Yeah, and they took some slack for getting on that board, and they all poo-pooed it. I think the guy from Uber left almost immediately because there became that whole, like, get off of Uber and go to your direct competitor. I mean, don't be Pepsi and piss off people when there's Coke available.
Right.
Uber and Lyft went through that, and Uber got off the board, so now, like, people are like, hands up, don't shoot. You got to get me out of this shit show.
Right. Well, and Uber's had enough trouble this year.
Their CEO was enough of a shit
but
show.
He
Shatnered all over.
Yeah, he did Shatner. We haven't drank in a minute.
Well, they Shatnered the one CEO away entirely and said, don't come home.
Yes. Wow. All right, moving on. It's for me. Me. Hands up.
Really?
Police say a 32-year-old man has been arrested after he allegedly rammed his car into two luxury vehicles at a Washington car dealership, causing more than $500,000 in damage. Police say officers responded to Bellevue Bentley on Sunday night and detained the man from Seattle. By the way, it says Seattle, Washington, not D.C. Police say they found a Bentley and a Rolls-Royce significantly damaged. The dealership owner said the estimated value of both cars was well over $500,000. Two witnesses told police that they saw the driver of a Honda ram the unoccupied parked cars multiple times. Police say the suspect told officers he had not slept in about 3 days and that he may have had a panic attack while driving. The dealership owner told the police that the cars would really be a total loss at this point. The suspect was arrested for malicious mischief. Malicious. Now, my question is, you've been awake for 3 days, sir. I have a feeling that there is a meth problem.
No, I mean,
I can be awake for three days.
Yeah, my record is 5 with the insomnia.
Yep.
Seriously. Absolutely. How do you... I don't know how you...
You
function.
Don't. That, you don't function. The answer to whatever your question is,
you don't function.
You don't function.
You get to a point where it's so fucking dangerous to like be...
I think my top is 4 days.
I have nights I can't sleep. I get that. But I don't have that affliction. How do you...
You don't.
You start. That's where you start seeking medical advice. Yeah. Okay. Like, what can I do?
And do you just get stoned and pass out? Do you just get stoned and pass out?
If there's a God in heaven, that'll happen.
I mean, but does that work for you?
It has proven more effective than other things. But I have stayed awake through Ambien, Restoril, Benadryl, melatonin. Up
this
to
12
milligrams. Yeah. I have stayed awake on just about everything you can give. Lunestra. I've taken every sleeping pill imaginable and just stared a TV down. So
there's that.
It really is.
Yeah, like you can just be looking at the TV and you're a zombie.
Yeah,
you're just
and then you just have to get showered and dressed and go to work and just coffee your way through it.
Well, and in my experience, like the exhaustion kind of comes in waves. Like you catch a second wind, and then a fourth,
and sometimes
and then a
you're on like your 75th wind,
right? Yeah. But it ups and downs, and you crash really hard and are
when
like,
you're done, you're
really
done.
Comatose.
Yeah. So when doctors ask me, "Have you tried this?" Fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
50. Yeah, I think I might have tried a
thing
or
everything.
Two. Yeah.
I'm
50. I'm 50.
And I can kick and I can stretch.
And kick again.
Hi, Nant. Hi,
Hello,
Harry.
Annette.
That's a good time. Good morning, Annette.
Our next story comes from Kat Carlson.
Oh, my gosh. Kat Carlson.
Kat Carlson. Yeah. She gave me coffee.
She's a good friend.
Car.
Oh. Al Perkins.
Shatner.
You're right here. I'm going to need you to be here.
Almost right. Everyone does. Yes.
It is almost solar eclipse time.
No!
Oh, woo!
Don't look directly at it.
Right, don't look directly at it. But on Monday, what is that, August 21st, all of North America will be treated to an eclipse of the sun.
A total eclipse of the sun?
Of the heart.
Oh, very
Turn
good.
Around, bright eyes.
Turn around every now
Turn
and then.
Around.
Anyone in the path of totality can see one of the most awe-inspiring sights, but if you're not, which runs kind of towards through the center of our country, the path of totality, like in they've been booked up in Utah for months because it'll run right through there and it'll paint a swath. Mm-hmm.
Now
right
I have
through.
Not heard of this path of totality, yeah. but I was under the impression that Buffalo was going to be in that, and they're not too middle-ish.
So no, Buffalo's too far north for a total eclipse. Looking at the map, it runs about from South Carolina. If you drew a line from South Carolina up to about Seattle.
Okay. Where the fuck is
there's
the
there's your path of totality.
Oh, so it's not like a straight line, it's more of an arc. Because Carolina
the world
to Seattle.
Is round, right, it's
yeah.
It's diagonal.
The world is not round.
The world is round, people. Oh, the world God. Is round.
Now we're just changing culture.
All right, so who can see it? Lots of people. Everyone in the contiguous United States, in fact, everyone in North America, plus parts of South America, will be able to see at least a partial solar eclipse, while the thin path of totality will pass through portions of 14 states.
Al, I'm bringing up a map for you.
What is it, of course, we should all know, because we took 7th grade science.
Don't look directly at it.
Well, there's that.
There you are.
We're going to get to tips.
Yeah, Annette has experienced the total solar eclipse.
On up to Seattle. So... Mm. What a solar eclipse is, if you don't know, is that's the rare occasion when the moon comes directly between the sun and the earth.
Okay.
All right. So it doesn't usually happen during like the daytime hours, even, you know what I mean? Like a solar eclipse is fairly rare.
79,
just the math,
wasn't it? 1979.
That feels about right. Yeah. No, I think there was one 89? In the 80s. I think there was one in the 80s. I did somebody Google.
I will. I'll Google it because I have nothing else over here.
Tell me when the last one was. But what I do have are some tips for people. If you've never seen a total eclipse, you may not know what to expect or what to look for as the world grows dark. So I've got a couple of tips here. Tip number one, and this is for people that even people outside the path of totality can see this. During a partial eclipse, the face of the moon will appear to take a bite out of the sun, and you can see this safely by either putting on the safety glasses.
Yeah, I bought some.
Yep. Or you can also see this moon shadow in the shadows. And one way to do this is to turn your back to the sun. This article says make a pound sign with your fingers. That's a hashtag, people. Right. Make a hashtag with your people, and then look at your shadow. And what you'll see is you'll see a crescent of the moon in that shadow.
In the shadow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How cool is that?
It says isn't there one other way?
Well, stand by. I got like six things on my list.
All right, I just thought you were
settle down, sister. Settle down. This is just.
I remember.
This is just the moon thing.
Yeah.
The sunlight passing through the small spaces between your fingers will create a repeated pattern of crescent shapes on the ground.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Number two, if you are in the path, you will actually be able to see the moon's shadow speeding towards you. So if you're someone who's lucky enough to live in the path, watch for this as you're watching it happen, because you will be able to see the moon's shadow coming across the landscape at 1,600 miles an hour.
Can you take pictures of it?
Isn't that awesome?
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Can you take pictures?
You can take pictures. Well, because you're going to be looking at the horizon, as it were. You're not going to be looking up at the sun to see the moon's shadow, so you're not in danger of burning your eyes out of your socket.
Not yet.
Because you'll literally be watching like something out of a movie where you see the darkness kind of creeping across the landscape.
That's wild.
Before it gets to you. Isn't that crazy? And there's all kinds of YouTube videos. If you're not going to get to see it yourself, there's all kinds of YouTube videos of all of these things. Number three, watch for something called shadow bands. In seconds before totality, you will see thin
striations
of light and shadow move across the ground, even over your feet. They're known as shadow bands. They kind of look like, from the videos that I was looking at, they kind of look like heat waves. You know how you see the heat waves coming up off the ground? Mm-hmm. They kind of look like that, but like crazy little wiggly lights coming across the ground.
Wiggly lights.
Wiggly lights. Hey, no, it's very exciting.
Get some wiggly lights.
Now, do we have the correct time in Arizona that this will occur?
9-something in the morning.
Yeah, it's mid-morning at some point.
Okay, so I can stay up.
Yeah,
because I think I work Sunday, Monday, so I can stay up.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Yeah, I'm gonna look directly at it.
Good.
But I think it's
21. Remember the pinhole camera?
You're 50, what you want.
That's what I'm hoping that she'll get to.
The pinhole.
No, you know what? I don't have anything about the pinhole camera. These are things that
it
people
was like. You could make it like it was a like a cardboard,
like
box.
A box with a hole. Yeah,
that was weird. We always had to make them in school.
According to our dear friends at the Wikipedia, visible total eclipses from the North American continent.
Continent.
You've had June of 54, October 59, July 63. You had one in 70, 72, 79.
Yeah. That's the one I remember.
90, 91. Oh, okay. Then you go up to... well, this one in 2017, you're going to have, obviously. So the last one we had, it looks like, was in 91 was the last total.
The one in 79 was cloudy because it was...
Or where you were.
Yeah, it was cloudy where I was, so we missed it. But it did go dark. You did, like Anant said, it did. You did have the darkness, but you couldn't see it actually happen. Right. And the one in 63...
I feel like I should remember
63,
the 90s.
The one in 63 is the whole premise of... Stephen King's Gerald's Game and Dolores Claiborne. The thing that puts those two stories together is the total eclipse of the sun.
Very cool.
So I knew about that one because that is the moment where Dolores Claiborne sees the little girl from Gerald's Game.
Wow.
I know, my nipples get hard just the thought of it. Very cool.
Well, my list is not necessarily like the traditional information. These are things to like look out for. Yeah. That
like
are aside
of things,
and yeah, like you know, peripheral to that. Like the moon shadow is the coolest freaking thing.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Cause I don't remember that.
Number four on the list is a 360-degree sunset. So if you're standing fairly close to the middle of the path, you should be able to see that orange sunset-y glow all the way around.
Oh,
wow!
Okay.
I don't know, which is cool.
Jenny suggests virgins be sacrificed somewhere.
I don't think I know any.
Yeah.
Starts at 9:13 a.m. on the 21st, Arizona time.
Oh, perfect.
The peak is at 10:33.
That's getting a little late.
So you got some time to watch the whole thing happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're pretty partial. Like, we're pretty, 50%? Where are we in that path?
I'd say so, based on what
I feel like it went really north.
Yeah, it does go really north.
Well, again, if you look at the map of destruction or whatever you call this thing, I mean, it's way up there.
Yeah,
but
there are... North Korea path of nuclear weapons.
So wait, is that going through? What? That's too fucking far away.
So here, get this map off of NASA.
Well, is it going to be better than this map?
Of course it is.
Why?
Because it's going to tell me that Arizona's going to see about 75% of the eclipse.
Well, send me the map.
I'm sending it right now. There's some link.
There's so much
Go find it.
Jenny, you and me both.
I'm going back to my list.
You and me both.
Going
back to my list. List number five, look for Bailey's beads. Not a sex thing.
Wow.
Just before totality.
Is that a drink?
Just for those of you that made the pinhole camera and are able to look at the total eclipse, just before totality, you will see flashes of light across the circumference of the moon. These are known as Bailey's beads. Here's why it happens. Because the moon is not a perfect sphere, and so what you're seeing is the light peek out through the mountains and valleys. So you're seeing
how fucking cool
Isn't
is
that
it?
Freaking cool. Right.
Why do people deny science? It's so fucking cool.
In the final seconds before totality, sunlight passes through the canyons, causing a twinkling light to appear along the edges of the blackened disk of moon.
I'm sorry, but if you compare that Noah's Ark bullshit to the Barbara's beads thing she's talking about,
well, some cat. Are you talking about this?
It was Noah.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Like that right
That's not Al in the center. That's a globe.
So like
it looks to me that Arizona's going
to
get about
75 to 90. Yeah, we're in a good place.
We're in a good spot.
Oh, I have.
I feel like that goes right.
And really,
across
most of the country is going to see a whole lot of this.
Fucking
a whole
lot
fuck ton of
it.
Of eclipsing.
So fuck with ton the map that you had, Clayton. Is that like right?
That
under,
is so.
Is
that is so
Kansas?
Fucking fancy.
Was it through Kansas?
Yeah, went across there. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And then you got this. This
oh,
explains
Harrison
more.
Says LA has 62% coverage.
Where's this one, Kat?
Yeah.
Show that one.
That looks like math.
See, that's what I was explaining about the moon being in between the Earth and the sun.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
And how the eclipsing works. Mm-hmm. Back to the things to notice.
Back to the moon.
Back to the middle.
Marnie, according to this, it barely touches Kansas. Goes right through Missouri, though.
Okay.
Number seven says, notice the changes in your environment. A lot happens when the moon gets between the Earth and the sun. The temperature will drop. Notice how that feels. Animals will start to act really squirrely. Keep an eye on your dogs.
Oh, that's what
keep
that's
an
what
eye on your dogs.
Offered.
Have the crickets started chirping? Have they stopped chirping? Have the bats come out?
Will I be able to play piano?
The fuck are you talking about?
Did you play piano before?
No, but still.
time.
What?
What the fuck do you mean the bats?
Because they think it's night.
The bats come out.
Yeah, they
do. Because it's going to be dark. So animals that rely on like daytime, nighttime for their activity.
Fuck, I'm going to be
They're circadian rhythms.
Right.
Oh, those goddamn cicadas.
Yes, the cicadas.
If you happen to be near a plant with a flower Sedaka? That opens up during the day, you might look to see if it started to fold up. Crazy shit happens. Yeah. Isn't that cool shit to look at?
You know the flowers in my front lawn that no one knows what they are? Yeah. But every morning they bloom with the sun. The cool part about them is, A, you can't kill them no matter what I do.
Handy.
They're these purple, it's this purple leafed thing. And then when once it gets warm enough, every morning when the sun comes up, it flowers anew.
Oh, fancy. I'm going to have to drive by your house.
New. Huh.
I like it. Number 8 is kind of a cool one, and it suggests that you look at other people. If you're watching, you know, in a public space, take a second, take your eyes off the sun for a second, and kind of like just notice the awe that everyone else is feeling, too. Oh, you know what I mean? Especially if you're a natural people watcher. Yeah. Like, it might be a really cool perspective to kind of, like, stop and turn around and look at all the people behind you that are looking at the same thing and kind of see how they're, you know, slack-jawed and drooling at the sky, too.
May I recommend that same thing? Yeah. May I recommend doing that during fireworks?
Yeah.
And other things that are exciting? Just look at somebody else enjoying what you're doing. Like, it's kind of fun to see that... Oh, that must be what I look like if I let myself go into the moment. Like, it's kind of fun to be like, ooh.
I do that a lot when I take my kids to the theater.
Yeah, I do that.
I spend the whole time watching them watch
the thing. I didn't want to totally nerd out on you. But that's what I do it too. Sometimes I look around to watch, especially if it's a show I've seen before, like Turn It Off during the Book of Mormon. Yeah. I want to see someone else's face when that clap on. Yeah, when that happens, you just want to see someone else's face and be like, did you buy into musical theater? And there'll be someone that's like, I hate musical theater. That is just pure rapture of happiness. I'm like, what is that?
And then a minute later, the lights turned back on and they were tapping and they were in all sequins. That's wonderful. And this is the last tip because I can see you're about to break in. This is the very last tip.
Hold on, I'm going to add to your story as soon as you go. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Very last tip for this.
Just the tip.
Is to put the camera down. Yes. An eclipse is really hard to photograph. So unless
someone's already done it.
Unless you're a professional photographer or that's kind of your passion is, you know, photographing sun and moon and stars, put your cell phone camera down. There are plenty of pictures on the internet. Like, actually experience this because it's a rare natural phenomenon and your cell phone's not going
to
do shit.
Now,
for
if
it.
You would like to play along, I don't know if you had heard of this story, but there is NASA is actually crowdsourcing information. If you would like to play along with this, you can, and I don't know where the link is. I just heard about this on the news today. And Aaron, actually, I bet if Aaron from LA is still on the website, I bet he'll know about this. NASA is looking for people to send them information. What's happening where you are?
Sure.
What's it look like? How dark did it get? What do the surroundings look like?
What did the bats do?
What's the air temperature? What are the bats? They want to know all of that information so that they can gather from, again, the entire spectrum of the country what happened. How did this actually affect it? So if you want to, I'm sure there's a link on NASA's website, or if you Google NASA crowdsourcing information for the eclipse, I'm sure you can find it. But it's their way of being like, we got all these fucking people out there are going to be little mini scientists for us.
Absolutely. Well, and everybody's geeking out about it. Right. You know what I mean? Like, so if you are geeking out about it and happen to write down the temperature, that's a great tip.
What I wanted to interject, because you were explaining so many different things about how it got darker and different things. Well, this is an illustration that I've always thought was a great example of the difference between nighttime and daytime. I always thought this was good. So you got nighttime, daytime. Nighttime, daytime.
Oh my God.
Nighttime,
that's so cute.
Daytime. So there you go. So I want to make sure everybody understood. This is really how you can experience it without.
Yep. Again, I love science. I mean, look how easy that was to explain.
Daytime.
I know.
Yeah. Nighttime. Daytime. There you go. Nighttime.
So, and Jenny, I had heard the same thing. Jenny says that she heard that.
Yeah, they were being sold on Amazon. Yeah. Amazon is refunding your money.
Right.
And they are putting warnings out everywhere.
Aaron from LA put a link in the chat room. I'm assuming that is the correct link to get you to the information I was just talking about. So.
And Harrison says that there's an app. So look for that in your app store.
So many people are now involved in this. You're welcome.
But so there's a lot of tips of things to look at if you did buy counterfeit glasses. Glasses and are afraid of blinding yourself. Yeah. There are lots of ways to experience the
my
eclipse.
My heaven's sakes.
There's my story.
That's your story.
D. Shatner.
Back to Marnie Rubble. I almost said Marnie Rubble. Where the hell is that?
Okay, I'm not going to lie.
With the courtesy of Fred's 2 feet.
I'm not going to lie. That's new.
Wait, I thought we had the Jetsons, not the Flintstones.
We do.
It's all Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, it is all Hanna-Barbera. That's right.
Wow.
No, it is the Jetsons, but no. Marnie Rubble, ladies and gentlemen.
Wilma!
God. From hell.
At least I didn't call you Bam Bam, for Christ's sake.
Bam Bam. Bam Bam Bam. So, on
a... date him.
On a different note.
On a different note, like a bad one.
La. There was a comedian... not was, is. There's a comedian that is recreating celebrity bikini Instagrams. The way that they'd look if a real person did them. And it has become one of my new favorite little pastimes, just to laugh at.
Is there a midget in a bikini about to show us?
Uh-huh. They are. If you were able to get it, right, Clayton?
I am. Stand by.
So,
this, read the story, though. We're going to go through.
I hope it's a midget.
Australian Instagram comedian Celeste Barber has been cracking us up with her celebrity picture recreations for years. So the idea is simple. She just chooses a celebrity photo and shows how it would look if a regular human tried it. This summer, she's been doing a lot of bikini shots, and she's knocking it out of the park. She, honest to God, it's hysterical. Do you have it now?
Hang on. I want to make sure. I do a lot of copying and cutting to make this happen.
Okay. So, people like Kendall Jenner or Kate Upton. I'm going to mispronounce this. You may know Emily Ratajkowski.
Sure.
No?
Sure.
Based on your other two, it's going to be a reality star.
European?
Based on the other two people you know.
Bethany Frankel.
Yeah, I think we sense a theme.
No, Lady Gaga.
Oh, there you go. There's a celebrity.
Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah. Wow, we shattered her pretty quick.
Yes.
Whoever Gigi Gorgeous is, I'll have to figure that shit out. But, Black Chyna.
Yeah.
Rihanna. Kendall Jenner again, lots of the Kendall. Nicki Minaj, Kylie Jenner, because you know there's...
I come and go on the Riri, but her in a bikini, I'm going to watch.
Which one?
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Rihanna? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm pretty solid in the fan column.
No, because I still can't forgive her for Umbrella.
Ella.
I hate that fucking song.
Though, in fairness,
second worst song ever written.
I still think, what's his name, is cute, but he's an asshole.
The one that beat her?
Yeah. Chris Brown.
Oh, God, he's awful.
Brown.
All
right, so I'm ready for pictures.
Okay, so hopefully Celeste will not.
So again,
it's hashtag
I just
Celeste,
eat for 3 hours. You're just watching me have dinner.
Hashtag Celeste challenge accepted. Okay. And hashtag Celeste Barber. She just fucking hysterical and has been doing this. Now, her first picture that she decided to do was with Kendall Jenner. And it's a bikini shot. No,
I don't know who that is, but it's
funny. Hold on. That's that Ratajkowski. Emily Ratajkowski.
I don't know who these fucking people are. So which one's Kendall Jenner?
Yeah, I couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
Well, I'm following her on Instagram now.
Wow.
Emily, what?
Oh, wait. Is Kendall Jenner the one coming out of the pool?
Kendall Jenner is standing in I don't know, orange or yellow flowers.
Yellow flowers?
The first one that was on there. Yellow flowers, white bikini.
I don't know what
that
is.
Not bikini.
Oh, this one.
Swimsuit, not bikini.
That one.
Yeah. Oh my God. Is this woman fucking hysterical?
No, wait. Is on the right. Isn't that the opening scene from the first season of True Detective?
It looks like it. That's funny.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting that.
I totally
one person
do.
In the
that's
room.
Fantastic.
One person.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm on Instagram. I'm very busy.
Yeah. So, and then Kate Upton is the one coming out of the swimming pool that you were talking about.
Is it this one?
Yes. Oh, my God. So, for those listening, if you can...
Shatner. We have a Shatner.
If for those that are just listening that can't see this, truly, look up Australian Instagram comedian Celeste Barber.
Mm-hmm.
At Celeste Barber.
So many things have won the internet today, but might be it.
It's fucking hysterical.
The internet is
Bethany
good
Frankel.
Lately.
Yeah. There's one of a Jeep. If you see the Jeep.
Jeep?
Hang
so
on.
Now a Jeep is a celebrity?
Bethany Frankel is a celebrity, supposedly.
Yeah. I know who Bethany Frankel is.
Skinny girl margaritas.
Oh, fuck. Where'd the Jeep one go? I had it. Where'd it go?
It's right underneath that first one that you posted.
Well, I'm almost sure that something worse has been in my mouth than a skinny girl margarita, but I can't name it offhand.
You're not 100% positive.
I think I didn't.
That was the dirtiest, filthiest thing that's ever crossed my lips.
Well, we can look at
tequila and water, isn't it?
There's a Lady Gaga one on a surfboard.
Something was wrong with that tequila.
The surfboard. Like
Harrison will tell you, I spit it back, and we had to order two more drinks.
Yeah.
This one?
Is Lady Gaga.
Like,
That's fair, because that surfboard yoga is harder than it looks.
Isn't that what Steve Bannon was accused of doing, sucking his own cock?
Yeah, right? Right. He could. That's how he did it.
And listeners from last week will know that we finally found out. We still don't know what the first word, the first expletive was that opened up the sentence from the mooch, because they can't give you any hints. Like, you can't wheel a fortune your way through that word. Because they won't give you anything but asterisks. But it, remember, we didn't know whether it said suck his own cock or suck his own dick. Right. It was cock.
Yeah. Okay.
But still, even...
I feel like I heard it, like...
I actually heard it unedited.
Explicitly, right?
Yeah. I heard it before they bleeped it.
Oh, I didn't think there was audio. I thought it was only written.
No.
No, he called the fucking
guy. Yeah, they were on the phone.
Oh, so what's the opening expletive? Why didn't you guys help me last week?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't listen
to you.
All right.
Sometimes you hit like a pitch that nobody can hear.
Can I have one of your dogs tell me what the fuck happened?
Okay,
so we got
the one that I love is there's a red bikini, like on the front of a ship.
Is it this one?
No, but that's fucking funny. God, that's no, but that's funny.
Oh, I know which one. This one. Hang on.
This about peed my pants right this here. One, I was this done. One. I was this done.
If you are only listening to this, I am sorry, but you need to find, what is her name
go
again?
Go find that Instagram.
Celeste Barber.
Celeste Barber. Honest won the God. Internet.
Here's what Al will appreciate, because it involves wine.
Yep.
Here's a...
now,
isn't that great?
No, it's a... Yep, it's a drone in the top one.
That's Black China. That's water. Right.
Okay, right. So but what's
those are Black China.
It appears to be a toy helicopter.
There's a drone.
Those are tits.
Yeah, it's a drone.
No,
that's a drone.
Yep. Just left of the fake tits.
Oh. And there's a fake helicopter.
Yeah,
it's a cat flying towards her.
Rihanna.
Honestly, it looks like the Fisher Price search and rescue helicopter that I have at my house.
Which one's Rihanna?
The trigger that makes the falling over a. She's the black one.
It's a good
black.
Cue.
Thank you.
Cue.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. In a black bikini.
Oh, wait.
Where's she from? Barbados?
Well, that's
that.
I don't know who. I don't know which one that is.
She's an islander.
Just kind of going over a pole. I don't know how else to put it.
I don't know.
Like bending over in a swimming pool.
This isn't getting
here.
Better.
You go.
Well, wait.
Oh Jesus.
Oh no, I didn't get that one.
Oh okay.
But then you got this one too.
Oh my God, hysterical! That's Kendall Jenner, apparently.
Okay.
And. She just kills
we'll
me how
know.
She recreates.
That, this one.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. come on.
Oh.
Okay, the best part about this one is I don't know which one is the real one.
I know,
which
I was
one
like,
is the
wait,
parody.
Which one was the parody?
Because they're both awful.
No.
No one looks good in either picture.
We saw the full length of this, but the closer up shot is even still funny too, where she's just
oh my God.
Just
and on the far right, she looks like Sarah Gilbert.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was to begin with.
Judges will allow that. Yeah. We're going to Shatner that one.
Anyway. So funny that Celeste Barber. I appreciated that very much.
I'd like to reclaim my time and tell you about Domain.
That was last week.
That was last week, yes.
Grease to Grease.
You just Shatnered that.
This is the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bottle of rosé I'm enjoying today. It's Grease to Grease. Oh, my God. It is just love it. Drinkable.
Aaron from LA has said that there's a line from Friends that they still use. Okay, Monica, only dogs can hear you now. Hello.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, maybe.
I like that people think you that's the first time someone said that to me.
And our final story in the headline section comes to us from Al Perkins.
All right.
Oh,
Rosé. So, now we talked about this briefly. I cut myself in this fucking wine shit again. So, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but I could not find the article, and it turns out it's because it's very old. So the one thing to remember as you're doing your same-sex marriage, and there's a lot of people that I feel are just getting married because they found out they could, so it's like, hey, let's get a puppy. you really, really need to look at the person that you're going to marry's financials. And it's time to get up close and personal about their bank accounts, their student loans.
That's the big one.
What have you been doing with the IRS the last few years?
Yep.
So there is something to this marriage thing where in many states you assume each other's debts, you assume each other's money. Your bank account is no longer your bank account.
Right. That's right.
It becomes community property.
Don't I know it, and I'm not even married. Listen.
Pretty fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that I want to throw out there. If you know people that are getting married, maybe take your friend that's getting married aside and ask, like, What do you know about his credit?
Yeah.
What do you know about the house that they're in? What do you know about how upside down they are in those two cars?
Credit check, background check, yep. Blood test.
Yeah, yep. Google that shit.
But, and if anybody
maybe
wants
a mental scan.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? But if anybody wants to be like, you don't love me. Fuck you. You're right.
I love you enough to know that we're going to be stronger together if we clear all this shit up now.
Yeah. Shatner the shit up. Yeah.
So just, it really has become, I mean, it's not the opioid thing that I think we should be obsessed about. No, but
that's
this.
That's a nice analogy, though.
Yeah, this really is one of those problems that people are getting into it and not realizing, okay, it's not just a breakup anymore. It's a breakup with lawyers. And I hate to be the person that says 50% of all marriages fail and not 50% of all marriages succeed. But I think it's higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
On the backside, you really got to know what you're getting into.
Sure. Well,
because there's a lot of this say yes to the dress shit going
on. In with two men getting married, there's a lot of the back shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's an in-hole, not an out-hole.
I wasn't expecting that from Rob.
Oh, I'm
from,
sorry.
I wasn't.
From Rubble.
That was quite the surprise.
Yeah.
Rubble over there.
I'm just saying.
And we're going to backtrack a little and address the that thing, the room, the people in the room.
The chat room.
The room where it happens. The chat room people, because there's this whole thing that people are saying about Bannon not being able to suck his own cock and it's not technically possible. Get a Tumblr account, people. Look it up on Tumblr. That shit happens every fucking day on Tumblr. Yeah.
By the way, the Mooch was on Colbert last night.
And it was delightful.
And he asked him if he could do it. And he's like, it's not even possible. So you can't.
Yeah.
It was
again,
good.
If you think sucking your own cock is impossible, get a Tumblr account. It's going to show up like every third thing.
Wow.
And I've watched all of them. They're delightful.
I can believe it.
Seems like
have,
a great treat.
3, 6, 9, 12. They're every third.
Every third one. So it really becomes a thing. Social Security benefits, estate planning.
Yeah.
But really watch out
but
for...
But that taxes, the money that you owe from years past, all of it.
The,
Aaron,
yeah.
I mean, granted, that was with a heterosexual marriage, but she had to assume all of Richard's debt.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of debt.
Yeah.
And she didn't pay any attention to it.
But it's
and
something...
A year after the divorce, she was fine.
Yeah, all of that shit. And even if they own their own house, like you don't know what state any of that shit
and
is in.
I'm going to write this down, and we're going to do the follow up in Thoughtful Vulgarity, if that's still a part of the show.
Like somewhere it is.
But I want the follow up to this that to be our Thoughtful Vulgarity question. Let me write it down.
Write it down. Is that the wrap of your story? I need to know when these out cues are. Can we get more specific?
I know, but if I lose my train of thought on this much coffee and wine,
well, then I'll let you.
All right, let him.
Then I'll let
you
do
along.
Your train of thoughts. We'll be back. Hour three comes at you right after this. It's Q Talk America.
Shatner.
You're listening to Q Talk America.